Kim Carson talking with Dr. Matthew Clark. He's a psychologist with the Clark Institute, the website www.theclarkinstitute.com. So Dr. Clark, why don't you give me those five tips that will make it really easy for your kid to make that transition from, you know, summer and fun and just reckless abandon to discipline of school. What are they?
The most important thing is to keep open communication and great relationship with your child so that they know that they can come and talk to you about anything that's happening as they adjust to school, and that you're there to listen to them and to help them and to talk to them. Just have a relationship with them where you can talk to them, because oftentimes now we're just so busy with all these different activities, or we're busy with work. And so it's really important to have a communication relationship with your child. And then I think also secondly, to have a positive attitude. Because if they see
the parents,
if they see that you have a positive attitude, even if your child maybe didn't get the teacher you really wanted them to have, or you're not too sure about this school, you keep a positive face about it. You keep an upbeat, positive attitude about the whole school year coming. I think that's very important for kids to see. Thirdly, right now, start preparing and getting them back in the flow of bedtime routines and showering routines and not playing Xbox all day, things like that. So start right now getting them ready, because if you wait till the week of the school, they are just going to freak
too much,
out and
right?
wake them up in the morning, especially teenagers. Fourthly, I would say to have open communication with the teachers and with the principal and with the guidance counselor. Not too much where you're embarrassing to the child, but that they know that you have an open communication and dialogue with them, whether it's something positive or negative, or just finding out how the
So it's kind of like they have somebody on at the school that's aware, there's somebody at home that's aware, so it kind of keeps a little the accountability, right?
Right, and that the two are connected, that there is a communication relationship between the school and the home. And then I would say, fifthly, the most important thing is to tell your child that that to remember the positives that were last year and to not dwell on the negatives that were last year. Like, don't bring up homework or things that were negative for them. Bring up the positives. Bring up the positive friends that they'll see again, the positive experiences that they had. And maybe you could kind of talk about how you adjusted to going back to school when you were younger and some of the challenges you went through and how you adjusted to that and how it was successful for you. So again, it goes back to communication with your child and keeping that positive attitude about the whole experience.
Man, Dr. Matthew, that's just wonderful. I love those. They're little things that you can implement very slowly, over this next week period, kind of just getting them geared up. You know, who doesn't need any guidance when you're going into a new environment like that with a new school year? Hey, thanks so much for coming in.
Sure, thanks for having me.
It's Dr. Matthew Clark, psychologist. You can check out his website at www.theclarkinstitute.com. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page. It's going to be at wtrv.com. And have a great day off. Thanks for coming in.